So I'm Dr. Lindsay Shepherd, and I'm a lecturer in cybersecurity and human-computer interaction here at Aberdeen University.
So you were involved in one of the breakout sessions yesterday. What were your findings coming away from that session?
So I was involved in the participatory design, user engagement and user testing session. So really interesting discussion with industry and visually impaired gamers. One of the big takeaways that we had is that, you know, even small indie companies, as well as the large companies, have difficulties in recruiting and testing with visually impaired gamers.
And coming from this event, that is one of the main driving forces, is the conversation going on around accessible gaming as a whole, but also bringing visually impaired gamers to game development companies' attention. Is that something that's hopefully going to be a lot more fruitful in the future, of getting people to test these games and make sure the accessibility features are there and functional?
So that is something that came up in the session. So there's actually two strands there. One is that there needs to be a diverse pool of gamers there for user testing. You know, if a gamer is snapped up by a particular company for consultancy purposes, that reduces the available pool for others. So there needs to be a central point where these gamers can come together. And the other strand, it's not just about the play testing, it's about interviewing visually impaired gamers to explore what the games actually mean to them and to build that into the design and development process.
Do you think that conferences like this are really pushing the envelope forward for things like that to happen?
Oh yeah, conferences and networking like this is absolutely key, just to get people talking about what could potentially be done and how to face these challenges.
What are you looking forward to at the remainder of the symposium today?
I'm actually looking forward to the next set of breakout sessions to see what interesting thoughts come up there.
I'm sure there'll be an awful lot to talk about and ponder over the coming weeks, months, and even years.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lindsay Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.